If the wise men showed up today, they would likely scratch their heads and say, "Who hijacked Christmas? This isn't what it's about." The shepherds would probably head for the hills, and the innkeeper, well, he'd probably feel right at home with all the money-focused commercialism. Little wonder that people have lost their wonder. What a lot of people celebrate in December isn't what God would orchestrate. I think you know what I mean. As we continue our series on the best free gifts to give loved ones at Christmas, this week we're going to focus on experiencing and sharing Jesus-centered joy and worship. So, share the gift of Jesus-centered joy. Do you know how Jesus' mother responded when she learned from the angel that the first Christmas would be coming? Just take God's word for it with me. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed." That was Luke 1:46-48. She simply worshipped the Lord without reserve. Simple, beautiful, full of wonder. The best way to celebrate Christmas is to follow this example of magnifying the Lord and rejoicing in God our Savior. In conclusion, here's the solution to burnout at Christmas. Magnify the Lord, not your to-do list, not your problems, not even gift buying. Magnify the Lord and rejoice in Him. He's the Savior. He's the ultimate gift. He never changes. He never leaves you. He never stops loving you. We must rejoice in Him. That's what Jesus' mother did. Yes, magnify the Lord and rejoice in Him. That's an indescribably amazing gift to share with others. Help them magnify and rejoice in the Lord. Merry Christmas. Let's all say, "Thank you, Jesus. We rejoice in you, Jesus." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us Jesus, your only begotten Son, that you sent him for us. We rejoice in you. We thank you, Lord, for being so faithful, so true, so good. We pray now, Lord, for people to receive you this Christmas, and that you would use us to help them find out about your truth, your love, your gospel, your joy. Help us, Lord, to be vessels of simply you, that you would alone fill us and use us to share Jesus. We now pray for those who are listening and realize, hey, I haven't put my faith in Jesus. I've just been trying to be a good person or something like that. Well, Lord, I just pray with them right now. We open our hearts to you, Lord Jesus. Come into our hearts. Forgive us our sins. We repent of our sins. We turn to you and depend on you and you alone for salvation. We recognize that you died on the cross for our mistakes, our sins, our offenses against God. And we pray now that you would just rule our lives and save us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Christmas. Thank you for being with us no matter how we feel. We love you, Lord, and we worship you and magnify you this Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. This Christmas, I encourage you with this prayer tip of the week. Pray that you would have distinct opportunities to share Jesus today and every day. Ask the Lord to help you really just authentically, sincerely share the joy of rejoicing in Jesus. Feel free to join us at prayingpals.org and send prayer requests for extra prayer. Enjoy church and enjoy Jesus every day. And remember, Jesus loves you.